and welcome to Mystery Meat, the world's first podcast. The world's first podcast.
¿Sabías que tu hija tiene un hijo, o sea que tienes un nieto? ¿Te gustaría conocerlo? O sea, ¿no lo vas a aceptar por las circunstancias? Pero estoy diciendo el niño. ¿No puedes aceptar el niño? ¿Por lo menos el niño? ¿Él tiene la culpa? Su padre. El papá también se llama Pedro.
I'm not lying one bit.
What I'm thinking,
have you ever been to Lake James? Has anyone here been to Lake James at all?
Lake James, man, that sounds like a
man-made. Have you heard of Lake James? It is a man-made lake.
I've heard tell of Lake James.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you've been to Lake James, you know that there are some low-hanging power lines that go across some of the channels.
Yeah.
It's a kind of big lake. It spans two counties, McDowell and Burke. And there are a couple points at which, like, there's power lines.
It's really hard to take you seriously.
Oh no, you don't have to take me seriously.
It's
all right. Yeah. I mean, this isn't a scary story. This is just facts.
This one's a new song dedicated to my girl, Rachel.
Turn left, for you, babe.
Love you.
they were taller in the world than the average person. Handsome features, fair skin, and these were the human-like type beings. And when they mated with our women, the offspring were sterile. And that they had the ability, mental and physical abilities in every penis, but they died with them when they died because they couldn't reproduce. But today, what's running around is slightly different in that we have reports of hybrid hosts for these beings, their consciousness to inhabit or drive or something like of automatons and some crazy things. So those probably wouldn't be walking on the street. If any are among us, I'm sure they would walk and talk and look fairly human, if not slightly taller and, quite handsome, for whatever sake they are.
All right. West of the Rockies, you're on the air with Stan Bale. Hi.
Mr. Bale.
Yes, sir.
This is Robert.
San Joaquin Valley, California, sir.
Yes. I got a couple of things for Mr. Dale, but I'd like to mention to you, if I may, a couple of weeks ago, thereabouts, you mentioned about when you got your, that vaccine, the polio vaccine?
Yes.
And you received yours before 63?
I received mine, I would have to think really hard about that, but I was one of the first volunteers.
Well, you and me both, I was one of the first 100 volunteers with Jonah Salk.
Uh-huh.
And I got those and the booster, and then when the Satan one came along with the sugar cubes, I got those, and I got so much of that polio vaccine in me.
Yeah, I have the sugar cubes as well.
Yeah, people ask me, have I ever had any side effects? I say, well, occasionally, sometimes I have an urge to climb trees and swing in branches. That's about it.
Well,
but I don't think we have anything to worry about, sir.
If you say so. All right. Do you have a question?
Mr. Dale, I sure appreciate you, sir, very much. And I hope whatever you do that you'll just be careful. And I just wanted to ask you if you know anything about this, because Richard Hoagland, he's always giving reference to 19.5. And I was just wondering, because they talk about warping and bringing space and time together to go in and out of dimensions. He mentioned it so many times. I'm just wondering if there's anything about that that you may know of and you want to tell us about.
You mean about the trans-dimensional travel or doorways, things like that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yes. Well, the Philadelphia experiment, strange enough, was something that almost reached that parallel universe thing, because by varying some of the phase angles and pulse rates between the coils, you can cause the energy stack inside the seal when you turn it on. A Volkswagen engine over a period of an hour would put enough energy into one of these fields to make that battleship disappear. It doesn't take much power to use it over a period of time and stack it. I did some experiments with a small coil myself years ago in Dallas and did manage to bend light for a fraction of a second in the room. Possibly almost breaching a gateway between the parallel universes. I'm reasonably certain from the older records we can get, that even in the Hebrew biblical records, that the levels of existence are like parallel shells of universes all coexisting around nodes, if you wish, and that we have universes right next to us that we could port through, like the TV series used to be on called Sliders or something like that. In fact, their coil looks very much like what we were playing with.
So you actually bent light.
Yes, it was such a short duration. What it looked like was like the whole room around the lab had Saran wrap on it, and it was poked down into the center of the coil. And when it fired, when it pulsed, it was as though somebody tried to pull that Saran wrap down in the center of the coil, and it wrinkled all the light coming into the walls and over the tables and everything, as though it were bent down into that, in this weird pulling, stretching movement. And I got quite nauseous because I felt like I rolled, my stomach rolled as though I were rolling into the coil center, but it was a very short-term event. I couldn't get it to fire again.
I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm from a rural town in Ohio.
Oh, scared. Holy shit.
Oh my God.
Ohio!
It's a red state.
It So here's the thing.
He's Ohio Red State. I always
so
thought it was blue.
There was a little lady we used to know. Her name was Liza, right? Liza.
Yeah.
Her name was Liza, right?
Usually goes
red. Liza was a heroin addict. She had a tattoo of a butterfly on her back. She did. And she ran away from town and nobody knew where she went. We thought she went with her drug dealer boyfriend. He was white, by the way. You guys are racist. And so we thought.
Scary.
And then they found her in an old barn in a sleeping bag. Decomposed. They're cleaning out the barn. 5 years later, they threw the sleeping bag out of the window on the second story of this barn, and it fucking fell down. They heard bones from it.
She was just resting.
She was dead. And so we thought this barn would be haunted, right? We were like 13, 14. So we're gonna go check out this barn. It's on private property. No big deal. So we go out there, and we get to the barn, and it's fucking dirty, and it's derelict, and it's terrible, and it's awful, and it's everything that you would never want to see. So we're doing our matches and doing our thing, and I hear this fucking schlick, like somebody fucking pulling a sleeping bag. Next day, we're like, you know, we're eating lunch, hot dogs, what have you, it's alive.
Still.
And we're like, let's go back. Let's go in the daytime with mad equipment. We go back, it's not as scary. Daylight, obviously, great. Still, farm equipment, very, very not cool. We hear the same sound. Horrifying. Just like a pulling of a body in a bag, just like it's like a shitty, like, it's horrible. It's horrifying. And my buddy's like, hey, lift me up. Let's go to the second floor. Let's see what's going on. So we get up there. Can't see nothing. Sounds like nothing. Walks up. I walk up. Turkey vultures. That's all it was. Turkey vultures.
Have you ever seen a turkey vulture? Have you ever seen a fucking turkey vulture?
Yeah. Awful. They're just pecking and they're screaming, I'm mad, I'm on a bed, I'm in the house. Not to be
the property of whoever you condemn to death.
Horrors!
Infamy!
Scandal!
Shame!
We refuse to judge under those circumstances!
Into the trap with the master!
You'll see how well things will go.
Yes, that'll be just dandy.
Shut up, big mouth. And now, gentlemen, we shall proceed to matters of finance.
There's nothing to change.
What do you mean? I want everything changed. First off, I'm keeping half the taxes.
That's all?
Gentlemen, we'll put a 10% tax on all property. Another on commerce and industry, a third on marrying, a fourth on not marrying, and a fifth on dying. These taxes shall be 15 cents apiece.
But that's idiotic, Papa Turd.
It's absurd.
It hasn't got head or tail.
Oh, so you're trying to screw me, huh? Into the trap with the
financier. No! Not in the trap!
Really, Papa Turd? What kind of a king are you? You're murdering everybody!
Ah, fart shit.
No more justice, no more famine!
Fear nothing, my sweet child. I'll go from village to village myself and collect the taxes. Shit. Into the trap! Bring in whoever's left of these eminent persons. You, who so strangely resemble a well-known horseman in the park, into the trap. You, famous English poet, into the trap. You, well-known anti-Semite, into the trap. You, well-known Semite, into the trap.
Anybody?
Mr. Apothecary, into the trap.
Mr. Censor in the trap. Oh wait, here's a songwriter. Got him in the wrong key. We've had enough of him. In the trap. Oh, he isn't a songwriter. He's a story writer for the newspapers? Into the trap. What does it matter? It's the same old song. Into the trap. All right, everybody. Into the trap. Into the trap. Into the trap. Peter Gabriel and Donald Sutherland, into the trap. St. Peter, into the trap. Melania Trump, into the trap. Bill Ingvall, into the trap. Jonathan Franzen, Maria Le Pen. Into the trap! Karina Abdul-Jabbar, into the trap. Marco Rubio, into the trap. Bin Laden, into the trap. Little baby Jesus, wow, 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 into the trap. Steve Vai, into the trap. Sir Ben Kingsley, into the trap. Isaac Pavel, Bono, Johnny Walker, Ridley Walker, John Paul Jones, Barbara Bush, Paris Hilton, Vladimir Putin, into the trap. David Blaine, into the trap. How'd you get out, David Blaine? Back in the trap. Syrian child, into the trap. Carl Jung, Young Jeezy, John the Baptist, John Cage, Nicolas Cage, Al Jolson, into the trap. John Pritchard, into the trap. Amy Bagwell, into the trap. Ramya, into the trap. Chrissy Compton, into the trap. Paul Bunyan, into the trap. Jeff Jackson, into the trap. Other Jeff Jackson, into the trap. Michelle Obama, into the trap. Andrew Jackson, into the trap. Michael Jackson, Blanket Jackson, Jackson Pollock, Stephen fucking Bannon, into the trap. Sarah Connor, into the trap. John C. Reilly into the trap. Hillary Clinton into the trap. Mexican into the trap. John Mayer Keith into the trap. Devon Pratt family into the trap. Marilyn Manson into the trap. Detroit into the trap. Upstate into the trap. Scott Rosen, Anthony Capello, Linda Donnie, Jordan Hovind, Ezra Pound, Dave Street, Don Milton, Idris Elba, Elizabeth Day, Dan Harmon, Roland Gaddafi, Albert Sherry, Eric Rudolph, Timothy McJay, Jim Jones, David Perrette, L. Ron Hubbard, Carl Sanders, Nancy Day, Brian Wilson, Billy Graham, Billy King, Billy Holiday, Doc Holiday, Russ Cole, Bob Petrolsley, into the trap, Lydia Arn, into the trap, Alan Turing, Julian Lee Jr., Fidel Castro, Aaron Burr, Martin Luther King, into the trap, auto industry, into the trap, Larry O'Connor, into the trap, Fiona Mansky, into the trap, Dante Alighieri, into the trap, Ron Costa, into the trap, William Burroughs, into the trap, Jacob Beckett, Paul Thomas Anderson, into the trap, Noah, into the trap, New Orleans, into the trap, Memphis, into the trap, North Carolina teachers, into the trap, Bernie Sanders, into the trap, Mexican, into the trap, Huey Houston, into the trap, McAdams, into the trap, Irene Collins, Cynthia Berkeley, Carol Robinson, Carol Denise McNair, into the trap, people on the shot, into the trap, Syria, into the trap, Syria, into the trap, Syria, into the trap, Paul America, into the trap, Duncan Carr, into the trap, the Post News, into the trap, Mexican, into the trap, Syria, into the trap, Mexican, into the trap, Syria, into the trap, Mexican, into the trap, Bruno, Sasha Gray, Eliana Ike, Al Zoom, Funky Panhandler, Diego Lima, John Cena, Bell Hooks, Albert Einstein, Mr. Logic, and Woody Guthrie, fuck you with my tiny words, dick, and get into the fucking trap!
Thank you.
fucking respecting the coming of the Lord. With you here in New York City, we'll arrange a date and, you know, we'll...
Shirt with I think junkers, he said, why of light, all the animals did we invent the radio? Howled like a the radio sailor, are you a like sailor? Are you a sailor?
The children of Avalon arrived with the elder
for the
to the waste
of me. She retreated.
They had walked miles
darker,
with no water to relieve.
Heart
as their vanguards and culture
my
tradition demanded, they all must observe.
Hearing that too loud crackle echo location to quit on my cock. Where I leaned toward them,
the
I pulled back to drink.
They
my
stood in silence for
Maria.
Some time to take in
she
the spectacle of decay.
Toward no one. She leaned wolfish toward no the one. Or me. I don't
after
creature,
a long time of stillness, one of the children in his whirlwind. What were they like?
The
eroded wall. His voice rang out like a desecration.
I noticed him rush
through
danger. Sometimes
I
called her a kiss because her mouth hot.
What do you have to say for yourself? The ramparts have slowly escaped to dust, leaving only a hip-high line to awe the desert. They were so quick to react to each other that they changed faces so endlessly often an instant has
no
gap made where a door had once stood, and a nearby plaque that read only, "You see, what had happened was..."
Blessed are those who give themselves to each other.
Remember like the Western that, what's his name? Famous? Sometimes he plays a ghost. Door just except the one shaped by my...
Blessed are those...
Killed so
shit.
Like that.
Blessed are those...
I guess he's getting to be better than me after fun. What do you have to say?
Blessed are those... Blessed are those...
After a long time of stillness, one of the children in only a hip-high line...
What were they like, Desert?
I noticed him...
An infinitesimal gap remained where a door had once stood. And a nearby plaque that read, or his voice rang out like a desecration. What had happened?
Treated to the darker for the death of one. I think he said, "Why of all the animals did we invent pants all the time?"
Mercurial. You could meet them in the morning. You could meet them in the morning. You could meet them in the morning. You could meet them in the But by the eve, they have only heated pitch and hot words to offer.
With the loose eye. Heart old bleeding
out will far outlast its own existence.
Old Jabberjaw.
They were so quick to react to each other that they changed places so endlessly often. It was as if there was no doubt, just movement.
What is yesterday? I gathered together. Sparkle of a spin request.
The elder plucked a hard fossil from among the sand.
Blessed are those
who have teeth when she is on the guy. The wise fight, weird seed,
and the creaking of
the
fallen guy.
The elder plucked a hard fossil from among the sand. A small fragment of bone that seems to glisten in the sun as if it has truths to tell.
Blessed are those.
And now, this is all that they've left behind. And that, of course, the other child directed with a glance to the wall. Yes, the elder said, disgusted on the side. A bit of this and a bit of that. And all surprised that in the end, neither meant very much at all.
For all the parts are stronger than I can. I have the most when she talks. Mothers get a walk. Her top to the tequila and the moon and got some fight. We're in the spot. Who's going to call them that for you? Ish this. Remember the Western boss's name? I think I have the good when she talks.
Blessed are those.
Remember the Western danger when famous got places in this fight. We remember the Western boss's name. Famous got places in this
fight. Blessed are those. Remember the Western boss's
name. I have the good when she talks. Remember the Western boss's name. Famous got places in this fight. Why have all the animals? Remember the Western what's his name? Famous who plays a ghost. Remember the Western what's his name? Famous who plays a ghost. Remember the Western what's his name? Famous who plays a ghost. Remember the Western what's his name? Famous who plays a ghost. Remember the Western what's his name? Famous who plays a ghost. Remember the Western what's his name? Famous who plays a ghost. Remember the Western what's his name? Famous who plays a ghost.
Thank you.
All right, about to pull into my driveway because it's my house and I own
it. You've arrived at your destination.
There's my Lexus right there. I also got my Escalade and... Oh, what is that? Oh, that's my Benz. All right, see you later. I'm going to go drive three cars at once.